Black Cabs by John McLaren. Narrated by Gordon Griffin. This work is copyrighted 1999 by John McLaren. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by W.F. Howes Limited. Dedicated to the memory of Sean Conroy, cystic fibrosis sufferer and son of a London cabbie, who died on the 18th of May, 1995. Acknowledgements. I am hugely indebted to Nick Webb, Martin Fletcher and Glenn Saville of Simon & Schuster, Jonathan Lloyd and Nick Marston of Curtis Brown, and Tim Bevan and Natasha Wharton of Working Title. Investment bankers' success depends upon their secrecy. What with passwords and code names, it would seem impossible to make sense of their private conversations. However, they have reckoned without three men on a mission. London cabbies Len, Terry, and Einstein have long since worked out the rewards of keeping their ears pricked and their noses in the FT. Particularly in the case of Len, whose daughter Poppy is steadily losing her fight with cystic fibrosis. Together, they hatch a daring plan that could give Poppy her only chance of survival. In carrying it out, they unwittingly become embroiled in a murder, and the power politics of their chosen target bank, Skidder Barton. With everyone, inside the bank and out of it, double-dealing, making sense of any of it proves a mammoth task. And for Len, Terry, and Einstein, time is running out. And now, Black Cabs.
Chapter 1. If it hadn't been for the subsidised mortgage, the pension plan, and the season ticket loan, Joe would cheerfully have buried the heavy-duty stapler in his overpaid skull. He snapped again. Come on! Come on! The banker stood menacingly over her as she stapled the thick documents together, his smooth, handsome features monstrous with rage. And you'd better have checked that my taxi's still waiting. It is. Joe's voice smouldered with resentment. All she could risk was catching the eye of her neighbouring secretary, Janice, and pulling a mocking face. As soon as the last of his precious documents were stapled together...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?